You're listening to WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is The Human Trap. If you're just tuning in, I'm Pat, and I'm joined today with my co-host, Josh. And that was The Pixies, The Thing. And it wouldn't be a set of mine if I did not include The Pixies, one of my favorite bands of all time. They're also from Massachusetts, they're from Boston. And they went to, I believe it was UMass Amherst, if I'm not mistaken, either UMass Amherst or Boston University. But yeah, I love to listen to local bands, and they hit it big, so they're one of my favorites. They actually came back to Boston over the summer, and I got to see them with one of my close friends from home, also from Boston, and we had to push our way to the front. Made a few people angry, but it was a great time and one of my favorite concerts. So that was The Thing by The Pixies. For my last song before I hand it over to my co-host Josh. I have the Strokes, Call It Fate, Call It Karma. Kind of a quiet, quieter song on the slower side. A nice way to transition in between the two sets. All right.
Hi guys, it's Josh here. So Pat said already, but I'm from Edinburgh. I study in Dundee and I'm in my final year. I study accounting. Next we've got Killer Queen, and then some Kate Bush will be played, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Ben King as well, Stand By Me, which is a favorite movie of mine as well. I hope you enjoy it, and yeah.
She says, just like Marie Antoinette, a building, a remedy for Khrushchev and Kennedy. At any time, an invitation you can't decline. Caviar and cigarettes, well-versed in etiquette, extraordinarily nice. She's a killer queen, gunpowder, gelatine, dynamite with a laser beam, guaranteed to blow your mind. Try. Oh, 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 oh. impressions. She never kept the same address. In conversation, she spoke just like a baroness. Middleman from China went down to Geisha Minor. Then again, incidentally, she knew that way. Because she couldn't care less, fastidious and precise. She's a killer queen, gunpowder gelatine, dynamite with a laser beam, guaranteed to blow your mind. Momentarily out of action, temporarily out of class, you're absolutely right. She's out to get you. She's a killer queen, gunpowder gelatine, dynamite with a laser beam, guaranteed to blow your mind. Recommended at the price, insatiable and appetite. Wanna try? Oh,
been a masochistic hoe. Why don't you let go? Shake it off, or just to redirect my flow. Come on, let's go. Sit up straight, thumb on a double date. I've gotta find my way into the light. Heavy middleweight, or we don't stop. I rock around the clock, the motor. Nothing up in front of every other roadblock. Come again and tell me what you're going through. Like a girl. Reverse vertigo. What an undertow. Give it up, another stubborn Scorpio. Come on, let's go. Sit up straight, I'm on a double dip. I gotta find my way into the light. Have a middleweight, or we don't stop. I rock around the clock, the motor. Mouthing up in front of every other roadblock. Come again and tell me what you're going through. Like a girl who
That was On Mercury by the Red Hot Chili Peppers, a really popular band in the UK. The way I discovered Red Hot Chili Peppers was through my dad. He was a massive fan. Next, we've got Dumb by Nirvana. I went to see the new Batman film when it came out, I think 2 years ago, 3 years ago, with my friend who's a massive Nirvana fan. And I don't know if you guys have seen the movie, but a lot of the songs they play, they have a lot of Nirvana songs in it. So once we watched the movie, it sort of sparked this. It was a catalyst for me wanting to get into a bit of Nirvana. But there was a bit of a twist with it because I had an obsession with Nirvana songs that were covers or sort of remixes. And my friend, who is the biggest diehard Nirvana fan, he keeps on falling out with me over it because he feels like it's slander to Nirvana to listen to all these remixes of Nirvana songs. But I can promise you guys, this one isn't a remix. This is by Nirvana. It's their original song, and I hope you guys like it.
I'm not like them, back in the town. The sun is gone, the highlight. The day is done, I'm having fun. Thank you.
summer's gone, and I have a light. The day's done, and I'm having fun. I think I'm dumb.
That was Starlight by Muse. Upcoming, we have Mr. Brightside by The Killers, really big song. And I saw the Boston Calling Music Festival set list for this year, and I'm super excited to see that The Killers will be headlining on the third day. So I'm definitely going to go. I've been going to Boston Calling for the last 4 or 5 years straight, going most days. I think I've gone, definitely last year I went for all three. But yeah, I'm so excited to hear The Killers. But right now I have a PSA that will happen right after this song. But yeah, enjoy Mr. Brightside by The Killers. This is a PSA that I really wanted to do. Pedestrian safety is a two-way street. Both drivers and walkers need to do their part to keep the road safe. When you're driving, drive at safe speeds, drive alert, and always scan the road and sidewalks ahead for pedestrians. It's the law to stop for pedestrians when they're crossing at both marked crosswalks and intersections. When you're walking, remember that drivers may not always see you. Continue to watch for traffic as you cross, and always use the crosswalks and obey all traffic signals. This has been a life-saving message from your friends at WMFO in Medford. And this is Pat, and I'm joined today with Josh, my co-host, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. So Josh, I have a few questions for you just before we get into our next songs, which are The Automatic and U2. So this is your first time in Boston, and you've been to the United States a few times before. I think you've gone to Las Vegas and New York City.
Yeah.
If I'm right.
And Florida as well.
Florida as well. So you've hit all the main spots of the United States.
Pretty much.
Except for Boston. So I have a few questions. I feel like our listeners would like to also hear what your perspective is as someone who is across the pond. So how do you view Boston? How do you view the buildings here, the life here, the people you see on the street? So what are your general takes on it?
Yeah, so I've been in Boston for 3 days now. I arrived the afternoon on Wednesday. And it's, I think the first thing I noticed about Boston, especially compared to when I visited Florida, New York, Las Vegas, was how even in the city center, it still kind of feels suburban almost. There's houses everywhere. And the architecture as well, the houses, we don't really have wooden houses in the UK. They're mostly concrete and brick.
Right.
So that's definitely the first noticeable thing. Also, how patriotic the US citizens are as well. I mean, it's fairly well known that the US is quite a patriotic country. But in Scotland, we're kind of the exact opposite. So we're not too patriotic. We're patriotic about Scotland, but kind of the exact opposite when we think of Britain. There's a lot of it's a very polarized thing, I think. Mm-hmm. But yeah, and I was expecting it to be far colder. Pat was saying that I had kind of lucked out on the weather.
Right.
Because usually it's really cold and it's really windy and there's a lot of snow. But I mean, the sun's out just now and it's actually quite nice outside. So I wish I could say that I brought good weather over, but Scotland's probably worse at the moment. So yeah, but I'm loving it so far. I'm excited to explore more of Boston as well.
Right. So the wind is definitely still there though. Boston's probably one of the windiest major cities in the U.S. I think I read that somewhere, and I thought it was Chicago because it's nicknamed the Windy City, but I guess not. But yeah, it's been definitely better weather here recently. Today is, it was the low 50s earlier on. I think it might have dropped to high 40s, or it definitely will very soon as the sun starts going down. So I guess keep your fingers crossed, but I feel like you might get a glimpse of how cold it can be here. But yeah, definitely next week I saw that it will be much colder. So back to regularly programmed weather in here in Boston. Right now we have the Automatic Monster. So do you have any thoughts on this song? How do you feel about it?
Yeah, this song, I don't know why. It reminds me a lot of football hooliganism in the UK. It used to be a big thing in, I think, the 80s. And I'm not too sure where this memory comes from or why I associate this song with sort of mischief when it comes to football, but it just does. And I think it's a very British song as well. It's kind of, it encapsulates the British vibe, or at least the British vibe in the 80s. Yeah.
Right, and can you quickly define what football hooliganism is? I heard you say this earlier on, and I have no clue what it means. What does football hooliganism look like in the UK?
Sure. Well, I should probably first off define football, which is obviously that's soccer here in the US. But yeah, football hooliganism is still a thing now, but it used to be really bad about 20, 30 years ago, and it's just football fans causing mischief, but to quite a bad degree. It's quite a famous brand, Burberry. They had an issue with it where a lot of the people who would buy their clothing were football fans, and they hated the fact that their brand was associated with football hooliganism and these sort of fans causing trouble and stirring up mischief within the cities. So they sort of rebranded and they sort of scaled their product up and made it a bit more premium. And it's also why they every year now they burn all their clothes that they don't sell. And I feel like that's partially because they don't want it sort of being sold for lower prices and for football fans to pick it back up again, because it's a serious issue. I've only been to a few football games in Scotland, but there's always fights breaking out. So yeah, but that's what I feel like when I listen to this song.
Right. I feel like in the U.S. we definitely have our fair share of fans going crazy for sports, definitely football. I know we just wrapped up our college football season, but definitely I feel like I've seen videos online too of football fans UK football fans going crazy, so I can definitely see where that's coming from. You said you have been to a few games. Do you follow the Premier League at all?
No, I love playing football, but I'm not a huge fan of watching it. I can watch games now, but especially when I was younger, I didn't have the patience for it. But I consider myself a lucky charm because I've never been to a football game or a football match in which the team that I was supporting didn't win. The first ever game I went to was Scotland versus Slovenia or something. I'm not too sure, but it was like an Eastern European country that we were playing against, and it was just a friendly match. And we ended up winning, which, if people listening follow football, Scotland rarely wins games. So, yeah, but I've been to a couple.
All right. And yeah, so upcoming we have The Automatic, their song Monster from Not Accepted Anywhere. I hope you enjoyed our set so far. It is 3:39, just turned 3:39. And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm Pat and this is The Human Trap. I'd like to thank Josh for being a part of the set so far. A lot of these songs that have played recently, like Muse and The Killers, were his idea, and I hope to hear the rest of what he has in store for the rest of the hour. I have snuck in one last song by my own request to end up the show. If you follow my show, I always end with, well, almost always end with this particular artist, so stay tuned for that. My show is on Wednesdays at 5 p.m. usually, but today I am filling in. All right, so this is Monster by The Automatic.
You can't avoid static abuse. monster? Is it a monster?
Much for being with us here today. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. So these are our last two songs for the day. This is Zombie by the Cranberries. All right, so I'd also like to thank Josh for being here today, bearing with me for the last 2 hours. It's been a great set. I don't have enough guests on here as I'd like to, but I'd love to continue having more guests on in the next semester. And I'm kind of worried about my workload for the next semester, so let's make sure that I can do both at the same time. I would like to thank you guys who stayed to listen. If you're just joining in now, I'm about to finish my set. My show is The Human Trap, and it's on Wednesdays at 5 p.m. And I play mostly electronic music, but I also love to intersperse days of themes. All right, so Josh, any last words?
No, just thank you guys for having me. I hope my accent was somewhat recognizable. People often actually in Scotland compare me to an American accent, but I'm sure you guys won't have seen it, but Pat just had a look of disagreement. But yeah, I'm sure you guys will disagree. But yeah, no, thanks for having me. I hope you enjoyed the songs.
All right. Good night, guys.
With a thorn in his side, behind the hatred there lies a murderous desire. for love. Love, how can they look into my eyes and still they don't believe me? How can they hear me say those words and still they don't believe me? And if they don't believe me now, will they ever believe me? If they don't believe me now, will they ever believe me? Oh, 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 oh. Boy with a thorn in his side, behind the hatred there lies a plundering desire for love, love, love. How can they look into our eyes and still they don't believe us? And after all this time, they don't want to believe us. And if they don't believe us now, will they ever believe us?